You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
You know, for decades, Mix 100 has made a habit of sending listeners all over the place to see the best, hottest shows in the nation. And it's been weird over the last year not being able to do that. But you know what? It is back. And we are ready to send a couple of Mix 100 listeners off to Vegas to see Katy Perry with her new residency show out in Vegas. First chance for you to qualify for that getaway coming up in 30 minutes. We'll give you that opportunity at about 8:30 this morning, and then you get multiple chances throughout your day. The next chance will be at 12:30 with Shannon Steele right here at Denver's Mix 100. So stand by. We're only 30 minutes out with your boys in the morning. We were talking on Friday about people training their dog to do various things. So Jeremy went and posted a question online asking people about what they've trained their dog to do.
And, of course, you mentioned anything dog-related, and people are like, well, let me tell you.
Katie barred the door. Here we go.
Here we go. And, yeah, I think we're kind of looking for the more unique things, the things that you're teaching your dog. Sit is nice. It's nice that they can do that. My dog is the cutest thing. She's got this special skill where every time she goes outside, she runs over and pees in the same spot and kills the grass. It's the cutest thing, Dom. It's this giant dead spot in the middle of the yard. It's adorable. Pamela wrote in on my Facebook. She says her dog gives Eskimo kisses. I guess she'll just run up and Pamela maybe points to her nose or something, and the dog will run up and bump the tip of the nose, the dog's nose, to her nose.
Yes, so. But can the dog do butterfly kisses?
Ooh, that's a solid trick right there. Huh?
Then I'll really be impressed. I'm already impressed, Pamela, but I would be really impressed if she learned to do butterfly kisses.
A lot of people writing in that are saying that their dogs play ball with themselves. They do this thing where they grab the ball and they'll run up to the top of the stairs and drop it all the way down the stairs, run down, grab the ball, go back up, and keep doing the same thing. Keeps your dog occupied for hours.
That is funny. That's a great
really good
idea,
isn't it? To teach your dog to do that.
That is a great idea. Have you trained Goldie Fawn to do anything?
Just the general stuff, you know? Lay down, sit, shake. That's
it. She does all that stuff?
She does all that stuff. We use Crash, though, for lay down. We tell her to crash because if she gets excited and starts jumping, we say down for that. And we don't want her to be confused with down and lay down. So we use crash so she knows how to crash. Crash. There's someone on here who has a cat that plays fetch. That's impressive if you can teach your cat to do that.
Really?
That's really good. And here's one that I've never really got. Quite a few people are writing in and saying that their dog knows how to play dead. And I just never really thought that that was fun or funny. Like, hey, let's pretend our dog has died. It's hilarious.
You know, when you put it like that.
Isn't it? It's like, hey, let's pretend our dog has died.
I obviously don't have a dog now. I did growing up. I mean, we had a couple of dogs growing up, I remember, and my parents taught them all sorts of things, including play dead, and I never thought of it like that until you just said it.
Because that really is a horrible time when your animal finally does pass, so I'm not really sure why you're like, hey, Roxy, play dead. Look at her laying there lifeless. This is hilarious.
Maybe we're preparing ourselves.
Come look at this. My dog is dead. That's just one I'm like, huh, I don't see the joy in that.
That is funny.
These little tongues hanging out and everything. It's horrible. Horrible,
stop.
Horrible. I know, you got to stop. We got to stop now.
So, you know, I remember as a kid training Juan, our German Shepherd, short for Don Juan, because he was a lover.
All right.
Don Juan, but just called him Juan. And I did the thing where I would take a little piece of cheese and put it on his nose, and he had to sit there and he couldn't do anything, you know, until you said okay, and then he would flip it up in the air and catch it. But, you know, is that just some sort of arrogant human thing that we can control an animal by putting a treat on the end of their nose?
And how degrading.
It is degrading.
It's degrading to that poor animal that has to sit there.
It's demeaning is
demeaning,
what it is.
Demeaning, that's what it is.
And I look back on it now, I'm like, how rude is that? The dog,
that
as you
is.
Know, dogs will almost bite your hands off to get a snack because they want it so badly. So how demeaning is it to make them sit there and pose with a piece of cheese on the end of their nose?
Or like one of those milk bone little dog biscuits. We had a lab growing up that would do that, and you'd set it on his nose, and we'd laugh, you know, because he looks all cross-eyed looking at that biscuit, you know, and he's like, sitting there with a cookie on his nose, and then he looks up at you and down at the cookie and up at you. How would you like that? You go wandering into Chili's or whatever. They put a curly fry on your nose. You'd hate it.
And you can't eat it until they say, okay.
Okay, okay. That's a jerk move. Jerk move.
You know, we're just, you know what this show does is it kind of, our radio show gets people to look at things that they've experienced their entire lives, but in a whole new light.
Yeah.
Like Jeremy and the dog playing dead, and then me with the demeaning thing of balancing food on their nose.
Poor dogs, man.
We're kind of creeps, really, in a way, aren't we?
We are.
But our phones are open. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Here's your chance to finally show off and tell the world the unusual thing that you trained your dog to do. Or cat.
Yeah, or cat. Or ferret or whatever pet you got, I guess.
Whatever you did. If you trained a snake to do something, I am going to be absolutely enthralled by that.
It's your chance here to brag about your pet. And I know y'all love doing that. Jenny wrote in on our Facebook, and she says they taught her dog to use her indoor voice. Use your indoor voice. So instead of loud barking, she just goes, woof, woof.
That's funny. That's something we taught Juan to do, only we called it whisper.
Whisper, woof.
So if you said speak, he would bark. And if you said whisper, he'd go, woof, woof.
So funny. Renee says we taught our dog how to smile. So, smile.
Smiling dogs really? Look really funny, too.
They
so
do.
That's a
They're
good
so
trick.
Happy.
My mom taught Juan how to pray.
Oh, that's good.
So what he would do is you'd go, like if he imagine an ottoman, he would sit. So he's sitting on the floor, and then he put his two front paws up on the ottoman and lower
his head
down
under the paws.
Onto his paws.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
Exactly. Now, I don't know what you do with that skill with your dog. But
I don't know either.
And I don't know how much time it took her to train him to do that. But
just make your non-religious guests feel very uncomfortable.
We've got calls. Let's get to them. Here comes Courtney. Courtney, welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Thank you.
Morning.
What did you train your dog to do?
I didn't train this skill, but remarkably, she eats edamame appropriately. She depods the edamame and takes her time.
What?
I've had other dogs in the past that love edamame, and they just eat the whole pod and bean. But this dog, we throw her a few edamame, and she completely deshells the beans and just leaves a little stack of shells for us.
What kind of dog?
That is hilarious. I'd love to see video of
that. Yeah, yeah.
I have one on YouTube, actually. She's a Brussels Griffon, so I don't know if
cute.
You're familiar with that breed.
Yes,
yeah.
They look like little Ewoks.
Well, us a favor, if you could. Send us a message on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy, and put a link to your YouTube, and we want to check it out, okay?
Funny.
I definitely will.
Courtney,
thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show. Thanks for getting us off to a good start. Here comes, is it Alicia? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Alicia, what about the dog?
Oh, my dog, I tell her, wiggle your head, and then she'll shake her head no.
It's so cute. No, I'm not. I'm not doing this anymore. So did you taught the dog to do that, I guess, or does it just naturally?
Yeah.
Really?
So
how do you train a dog to do that?
Well, I start with a treat, and then I'd move her nose in the direction to shake her head no, and then I didn't need to move her nose anymore.
She just does it back and forth.
Uh-huh.
At the very first time you're starting that training activity, I can imagine the dog wondering, what the hell is going on? They've got hold of my snout, and they're moving it back and forth. Mm.
What kind of dog?
She's a Shetland sheepdog.
Huh.
All right.
Well,
a head wiggler. Alicia, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate your call. Here comes Naomi. Welcome.
Hi.
So what can the dog do?
My dog, we taught him all sorts of stuff, but he's play hide and go seek with the kids.
Okay, describe it.
They would go hide, and he'd run around everywhere and find them, and then he would hide, and they would find him.
The he dog would actually go and hide? Okay, your phone's bad. Breaking
what?
Up on us.
I don't believe
you
that one.
Train your dog to go
he's sitting
and
in there
hide?
In the closet under a blanket? I don't think so. Can we call BS on that one?
Dog is hiding in the dryer.
No.
Pam wrote in. She goes, we trained our dog to run up and put his nose into people's crotches. Oh, wait. He did that anyway. Never mind. Okay. Pam, we can party together. Thanks for your calls and your messages to your boy.